Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing Adapter from LLG. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. When confronted with a mighty task, Nehemiah and his associates searched God's law to find out what it taught, then searched their own hearts to discover where they were falling short. After listing a number of things that were examples of their failures, they put it in writing exactly what they were going to do about it. While putting intentions in writing is a great start, but not putting them to practice is a stumbling block to our daily walk of faith. They say old habits die hard. Without correction, these habits resurface at the most unexpected times and in the most unexpected places and begin to shape into sinful lifestyle. If we are to make progress in the Christian life, we must deal with sin quickly and forcefully. When we study the Word, we are challenged and encouraged, but we make progress only by application through supplication. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 19, New Living Translation, "So if you ignore the least commandment and teach others to do the same, you will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who obeys God's laws and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Remember, my friends, sin in the heart is the source of error in the mind. Shall we pray? Mighty God, merciful Lord, as we read your word and learn to discern your will, help us to turn our good intentions into obedience. Guide us, Holy Spirit, to remain in the truth that sets us free. Enlarge our vision, empower our mission to reach the unreached. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.